not your grandparents' communities. While we're surrounded by communities today, they're often very different from communities as we've known them in the past. In the 19th and 20th centuries, for example, community was often the outgrowth of people who lived close to one another, contributing in similar ways and fulfilling similar needs, whether it was food, security, or expertise in building, gardening, or sharing the responsibilities of raising children. People commonly looked to their nearest neighbors for the support they needed in their everyday lives. Well, this has changed in the modern world. In the large, high-rise apartments of any major metropolis today, it's not uncommon for two families of similar size, with children of similar ages, to live in the same building on the same floor and even in apartment units side by side, their front doors within feet of one another, who go for years without ever knowing each other's names or even what one another looks like. So while each family still has their needs met when it comes to the convenience of an apartment and city living, their intimate community of support and close-knit friendships may be spread out across miles of concrete and glass buildings rather than forged with the people who are their closest neighbors. For reasons that range from the impersonal nature of computers and cell phones to the mindset of independence that has played such a powerful role in America and the Western world, this kind of relationship is clearly not what our grandparents had in mind when they talked about community. Novelist and poet Margaret Atwood described how this dilemma has played out specifically for America, stating, quote, "The United States has promoted individualism so much that the responsibilities of giving to a community, and vice versa, have been trampled by rampant individualism," end of quote. From an even grander perspective, spiritual teacher Ram Dass has identified both why the impersonal nature of today's community exists, as well as the consequences it has brought to our everyday lives. He says that, quote, "Our inordinate concern with individuality has marked our group identity. I'm part of the problem," he confesses. He goes on to say that the 60s were about individual freedom, and we threw out the baby with the bath. We're dealing with the effect of imbalance. We're so focused on separateness that we've lost interconnectedness, the inherent gregarious nature of humanity, where we need others to give us meaning. The web of violence in this culture is clearly connected to the breakup of these types of systems," end of quote. I believe there's a lot of truth in what Ram Dass, Margaret Atwood, and a number of other authors and experts have said about the role of community in our lives today. While our communities serve their purpose on the grand scale, in everyday life, it seems that we've lost a big part of what made our communities so successful in the past, and that is the personal connection of knowing our neighbors and being aware of their lives and their needs. I also believe that this is precisely where our lives are about to change quickly and in a big way. The change is already happening, and it's being driven by our time of extremes. In recognizing the principles that worked for the communities of the 19th and early 20th centuries, we may also discover the clues to where the evolution in community is leading us today. If we can create our future communities based upon the healthy things that worked in the past, yet model them without the drawbacks of the things that didn't work, then we're well on the way to creating new lifestyles that can accommodate the extreme conditions of our time. The term often used to describe such a rekindling of ideas from the past is taken from the popular 1985 movie of a teenager's experience of time travel. The emerging ideas of community are literally taking us back to the future. Many people are discovering that the seemingly new ways of thinking and living that work so well today actually represent a step backward to when they were commonplace in times past. We may discover that the steps to our success in our time of extremes are actually the steps that take us back to our own future.